good morning. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, and yeah, I get it. Hotel California ain't Texas, but, you know, it shares some, well, commonalities, and maybe it doesn't share some, too. But, well, I'm your host, Steve O'Brien, and we'll be getting a little bit more into this word California and talking about Texas. We're going to be talking about, about 100 years ago, maybe 100 and something. We're going to focus this show on the 1800s. We will be talking about some subjects of today. But for some reason, as I went through the week, I kept bumping into, well, it was a hat. And it was on different people's heads. And I kind of went, wow, this is crazy. How many Republic of California hats can you see in 1 week? And that's the way that, well, that's the way that I get my clues to the universe and what needs to be talked about. And so I'd ask each one of those folks, hey, you know about the Republic of California? And no, you know, the majority, one person did, right? But I'm, that person I told a while back what it was. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about what the Republic of California is or was and why it's significant in Texas independence, because it's a point in time that is important. We'll be having Tommy Attaway on for the second hour, and he's going to be talking about, well, the point of time where Texas left being an independent republic and somehow magically appeared inside the United States of America, becoming a state, and now is just, what, one of its cogs and its wheels to, well, be stomped on or something like that. Hey, I got Dr. David Crutcher. Is it David or just Dave? Dave? How do we say that?
I go by Dave, but it's officially, I'm sure on the birth certificate, it says David.
I don't know. Are you really official?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I know, but you are a doctor. That's true. Hey, I don't know if we got Alan Crutcher. Alan, I need to get my other phone, Crutcher. Are you there?
Yes, I believe I am. I'm right here in Gillespie County, the Republic of California.
The Republic of California, isn't that, well, unspecial, special, something like that. That's great. So, so what I was saying about the Republic of California, and this is kind of the crux of the show. So California was a nation for a couple weeks, and we're going to talk about that because it happened right at the end of, well, the run of the Republic of Texas in the 1800s. Now, Texas gained its independence in 1835, and it went 10 years before somehow, and Tommy's going to try to clarify all these things for me, but many men have gone where he's going to try to go to clarify how Texas fit into the United States. But so at the end of 1845, Texas, well, started acting like the United States of America. This all had something to do with Mexico and how Mexico, well, left the Spanish and tried to figure out how to self-govern itself. That led to a lot of problems. That, you know, that was the key point in Texas history of why it was even necessary to create the Republic of Texas. You see, the Texas Territory was actually inhabited by Native Americans before the Mexicans, well, no, it was the Spanish, decided to push forth past the Aztec boundaries. The Aztecs were conquered by the Spanish in the 1500s, and they had a couple hundred years to really mess with the Aztecs. Well, at that point, they sent out probes, and, you know, the Spanish had a big old army, and so they pushed up, and they went into the Tejas territory, and, well, they called it lots of different things, but basically they pushed up over there and they said this is ours and all this other stuff. And then you had some, you know, English, and you had the French in there too. They're all trying to conquer everything that the Native Americans had. And there was another push by the Spanish, and they pushed up the coast on the Pacific side, and they had what was called Alta California. Now, we all know a little bit about, let's say, Texas history. You know, the settlers were asked to come in because those nasty Comanches would gut people, and, you know, all they were trying to do was take their land and, you know, kick them out and get rid of them and disrespect them and all that. And I get it. I get it. And the land needed taken, I guess. But it was took, no matter what happened. But the Mexican government initially asked for settlers in the Tejas territory, or the Texas lands, or this little land. And so they said, hey, come on down, you know, homestead. And they faced a lot of challenges. Well, all of a sudden, Santa Anna comes into his rule, changes it into an empire. And I know I'm simplifying the whole thing, and we'll get Tommy to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about that. But the Mexicans asked for, you know, whitey, you know, us Irish, whatever you are, Germans, everything, to come in and take over and help them deal with, you know, their land grab. Well, after that was done, or, well, as that was going on, they decided they didn't want any of us there, and they said, no more, you got to get out of here, and whatnot. Well, there was a big revolution, and the Republic of Texas was born. There's a big story behind that, and we're not doing that story today. So then we have the Republic of Texas, and it exists from 1835 all the way up to 1845, and in 1846 it was part of the United States of America. So there was another thing going on at that time, and that's really the crux of this story, right? The story about the Republic of California. You see, the gentlemen in California were sitting there. They knew the story. They knew the story of Texas and Texas independence, and they also knew about, you know, dealing with the hang on, folks. Hey, babe, can you hit the light over there? I need to read from my notes for a second. Thank you. Sorry, it's kind of like a slow morning for us today. But what I was saying is, in June of, 1846, in June of 1846, a bunch of people that lived in California. Now, this was not necessarily the case that it was in Texas, where the Mexican government had said, hey, come on over, you know, share the land. Let's get along together. And, well, the Alta California was a little bit different from what I have read. And a lot of the Americans, the people that were part of the Republic of the United States of America, they were told, go to California. That's going to be ours soon. But it wasn't theirs. It was Alta California. It was a territory of Mexico. And, well, when the Spanish left the Mexicans in a state of disarray, and they didn't have all the troops that they needed to have, and, you know, the war with Texas was hard on them, and political fightings and all that other stuff. So that left California kind of like had missions that ran all the way up. They had these little villas that they used to hide in, because the Native Americans still didn't like them taking their land. Imagine that. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, so a band of rebels, there was about 30 people, right? They came together and they go, let's see. And there was a guy from the U.S. Army, and he was out just, you know, checking stuff out. And he was what they call the instigator, right? He went around going, you guys got to form up militias because we're going into Mexico and the United States is coming. So this guy's name was John Fremont. So Fremont was going around going, hey, man, you know, come on. Gather up. Well, they, well, decided to go one further, and they did a revolt. They ended up going after, Fort Sonoma. Sonoma, California. It's up near the Bay Area by San Francisco and whatnot. And there was a fort up there, and they decided they were going to take the fort. So the about 30 guys, you know, headed down there on June 14th, allegedly. That's when they, you know, well, it was actually June 11th, I remember, when they started walking, or the plan came up. By June 14th, they arrived at Fort Sonoma, and this general, right? His name is General Marino Vallejo, right? He said, you're doing what? Oh, you're attacking us? Well, we have no guards. Why don't you come in? Hey, you guys like brandy? Let's talk about this. Oh, you want your own republic? That's great. I'm totally for that. So this general, right, is, well, he was He was totally for annexation of California. That's what he wanted. He didn't want to participate in the Mexican government because it was kind of crumbling at the time. And as I do my research on Mexican politicians and how they struggled to become a nation and are still struggling, you know, since they've been, wow, they've been beat on, man. 1500s forward, they need to figure out how to deal with self-governance. Maybe the United States of America or the corporate U.S. needs to do that too. But back to my story. So this general, right, he says, come on in, man. You know, let's drink brandy, and this is great. They made a makeshift flag, right? And this guy named Todd, I forget his first name, John Todd or Alan Todd, something like that. We'll get into that in a minute. But he made this flag out of a piece of something. They put a really bad looking bear on it, a star, and, you know, hoisted the flag. And it ran from June 14th to July 9th. And at that point, the U.S. Army was, well, hot on their heels, and they were in their town. The U.S. Navy was off the coast, and all the foot troops had entered, so they just threw down the flag and said, I'm with the U.S. now. And so that was the end of the Republic of California. Now, we just had a big war that they had to go through with the Mexican government, and, well, California broke up into, I think it was like, well, Alta California broke up into 10 states, right, or was broken up into 10 states, and that's just the story. I've got a little bit more on the subject, but I have been talking quite a bit. I know, Alan, I didn't tell you that this was coming. I did tell Dave that, you know, I was going to start with the Republic of California. You have any thoughts on anything I just said?
Oh, I thought you might have been talking about current day, because, like I said, I'm right here in Gillespie County, the Republic of California. There are more people from California here, I think, now than there are to the original German settlers.
Well, okay, we can go there. The thing is that the Californians, are they fleeing from California to come here? What do you think their motivation is? Because as we see the picture that I just drew about, you know, the Tejas territories that the Mexicans had, and they asked for people to come in, and then California, where they weren't really wanted there, and in fact, the Mexicans were planning to kick them out. What about here, Gillespie County? What do you think? Are we asking for them to come or just allowing them to come, and why are they coming?
Yeah, I think originally they were kind of asking for them to come, and I think a lot of the originals are kind of sorry they had those dollar signs in their eyes now, because now there's a nice, quaint little community. It isn't a quaint little community anymore. All the people from the big cities have moved here, and as my opa said, those who want to farm and ranch the land can't afford it, and those who can't afford it don't want to do it.
Yeah, Doc?
Well, I'm sure many of the people in California got fed up with that crazy liberal agenda out there, and when they saw Texas wanted them, they came. So I'm sure many of them were fleeing, and like Alan said, I got a feeling a lot of people that sent out the welcome mat and said, come here, didn't expect to get so many people just buying up property and not farming and ranching and following in the traditions that the Germans had settled.
I can draw a lot of parallels, and I really don't understand. I do know some of the motivations for the Californians to come here. Over there, you can get what they call a starter house, which would be a duplex for somewhere $600,000-$700,000. And here in Texas, your $600,000 or $700,000 will start you a little bit better. Well, a lot better if you want to live in a city, but, you know, everything's defined differently in Texas. You have land. If you have 5 acres, then, well, you got some land, I guess, and it's a lot. 5 acres is a lot. In California, if you've got a backyard, you've got land, but it's not unnatural for people to have 100, 500, 1,000, a couple thousand, 10,000, whatever acres of their family land. It is a different place, this place we live in called Texas. I know that. But I'm going sideways on the story really quick, but maybe that needed to be talked about, because
no, I do have a couple of questions because, you know, you were talking about 1835, you know, when some of this started happening. And then and Fredericksburg, you know, was actually founded in the town of Fredericksburg was founded in 1836. That's when, you know, the Founders Day Parade and all that stuff goes on is, you know, was 1836. And then 1846 is when, you know, my family, my great-great-grandfather had the original land grant, you know, signed by Sam Houston was in 1846. I'm not sure what month that was in. I'll try to find that paper. My brother made a copy of that.
That's curious because that's after Texas was no longer Texas. That's when it was a part of the United States.
Yeah, well, that was right. 1846 is when you said it. That it was annexed, right? Supposedly.
Well,
I'm just wondering if that was like a rush to give out grants for some reason at that point, or you know what might have happened there.
Curious. We'll have to hit up Tommy Attaway on that point and get some more clarity on the numbers. But it's a fascinating time if you look at the United States, because we're all told that the Europeans founded the United States, and that might be true, but the Native Americans did exist a long time, and it wasn't all sweet and wonderful, and they were just, you know, the good old vegetarian, you know, Native Americans. There were bands of Native Americans that some of them were good, some were agrarian, you know, they liked to grow stuff, and then some of them were, conquering and taking type, you know, Indians. And I heard, I know whenever I would sit there and over-idolize the Native Americans, somebody would always come up and say, hey, you know, there were some really bad Natives, and they didn't care about the other Natives. You know, they just attack, bam, take, there you go, this is mine. So it's different philosophies, and it was a battle. But then there weren't a lot of, this is my land, this is not your land, and we came over for the big land grab. And so as they were pushing from the east to the west, we had a lot of trouble points, not to mention watching Mexico grow up. Mexico had to start growing up in the 1800s. So they took the model that the Republic of the United States was trying to deal with, but they weren't used to that. They were used to an empire. They were used to people telling them what to do and used to being subservient to other people. Even in the Aztec world, there's an emperor. I think they called him an emperor. You know, he killed them, right? You know, he did all of his neat little witchcraft stuff. You know, I'm going to kill you, throw you off a pyramid, chop your head off. Oh, look, there's a solar eclipse. Okay, God must love me. Oh, wow. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio, we're in the 1800s right now, but you can call in 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, it seems like that music can be appropriate and not. They say, here we fight. Are we fighting? I don't know. I'm talking. I think we talk too much about fighting. But anyways, we're going to come back to the 1800s here in a second. I would like to tell you guys, we do have a chat room. If you guys want to go over there, there's a lot of interesting stuff that comes out. I'm not that great at work in the chat room. It's at republicoftexas.chattango.com. I'm better at, you know, letting you know it's there, but there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in there. And now we'll move on. So, Doc, let me just bounce to you real quick before I push the ball a little bit, and because you've been quiet and I've been talking.
Well, I go back with, especially when we're talking about California, I don't know how it was way back, but now it's so ridiculous trying to buy a piece of property. I think my garage would probably be about a $200,000 home out there, and it's just a garage. So I could see why a lot of those people have came here. I'm not sure why Texas was soliciting people to come here, because they had a lot of people and a lot of resources already. I'm not sure what they thought they were going to bring, but maybe Alan can touch on that. He seemed to know pretty much about how they've taken over out there.
Alan?
Yeah, well, that's, like I said, it was, you know, I guess put out there as a nice, quaint little community, you know. I really don't know exactly what started bringing them here, except for, you know, we were such a nice place to live. You know, it was, you could come here and, you know, people in town would look each other in the eye when you passed them on the sidewalk, and they'd say hi to each other. And, you know, I guess it was just a whole different world that they got kind of missing out there in California. Because I've been out there a couple of times, and it's not just the friendliest place out there. You look someone in the eye, they almost call the cops on you.
Yeah, that might happen. You know, you're not supposed to talk to anybody. It's not quite New York style hostility, you know, but it is California. And I think one of the things, Doc, I can come back at your answer. One of the reasons why they were soliciting companies and individuals to move here is because government's inherent need for more money. It always needs to grow itself. And how does it grow itself? Getting more people in. Here in Fredericksburg, we look at expanding because they call it expanding the tax base, right? So they're going to tax these people so they have more money to buy street sweepers, more city workers. So they need to keep going up and up and up and up. And I think that's the reason for expansion. So they saw Californians as, well, a target. But I've always found it fascinating growing up back in California and how much polarity there is between Californians and Texans. I didn't really understand that, but maybe that's because they want us to fight. They want us to hate each other because that's the divide and conquer thing. We're talking about the Republic of California and the Republic of Texas, or Texas itself, however you want to group the two. We've been kind of like pushed at odds, and that kind of sounds like a game plan they'd use, Alan. Don't you think so?
Well, that's very possible. I mean, there's quite a bit of money going under the table, you know, if you know what I mean, on some of this, too. You know, there are some people who were involved with this that are much better off than they used to be.
Yeah, but the gimme, gimme attitude is definitely there in California. They want to take care of all aspects of your life, and they want, you know, they want to regulate safety and morality, you know, wherever they can. And then, they, of course, you have to tax them for it, but they don't like that. But then that's why they want the free stuff, because the government takes all their money. And then they're like, well, what am I working for? I need higher wages. Oh, the banana just went up in price. Oh, my God, what's going on? I don't know. It's all crazy.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at a map of Gillespie County that was made in April of 1873, showing all the plots of land that had been given out, and you know, there's a lot of them out here. There's SPRR, you know, railroad companies. A lot of the railroad companies had quite a few tracts of land up here originally. In fact, I know some of the land that we have now, my ancestors bought up were tracts of land that were owned by railroad companies.
Gillespie County railroads don't ring a bell. Guess that never happened.
Well, there used to be a train there's a train car sitting down there in Fredericksburg, and if you go out old San Antonio Highway out there, you can see the old railroad track. But apparently, for some reason, shortly after Fredericksburg was founded, they kind of ripped that up and took it out. It kind of screwed them a little bit around here. I think that's why they originally moved here, was because it was supposed to be a railhead here. You know, there was going to be some trade, and you know.
Okay, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
That's kind of common in our culture. We war and we battle and we fight, but we need to talk more. We need to listen more. I think that's true anyways. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were just talking about, well, I guess I was talking a lot about Alta California, the Republic of California, the Republic of Texas, the Tejas Territory, Mexico, and, well, the United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America. We haven't been talking about corporate U.S. or whatever the heck we live in today, America. But we were talking about trains, actually, and trains played a big role in the history of, well, this little chunk of land. And, Alan, you were just saying that that there was train tracks in Fredericksburg and they ripped them out. I've seen that train that you told me about, but I never really put one and one together. Where did that train go to, like, San Antonio and Austin, things like that?
San Antonio, I know it did, because, like I said, you can drive out the old San Antonio Highway there, and you look off to the, as you're going out, you look off to the right side of the road out there, you can see the old train bed, you know, the tracks. The bed for the tracks still goes along, kind of along the creek down there.
They pulled up the tracks. And they just left the mound that they made.
Yeah, kind of left them high and dry here. From what I understand, you know, a lot of these settlers actually moved into this area because there was supposed to be a railhead in here. And then shortly after they were here, they ripped it out and kind of left them high and dry. And the settlers, I guess, you know, their Germanic heritage, you know, they went ahead and went for it anyway. You know, they made something out of it.
Right. It's kind of like,
there's some weird stuff on here. Heirs of the Quirk, Rootersville College has some large sections of land in 1873 here. I never really looked this close at this map before, but it's rather interesting.
Yeah, history's interesting, and as you look at those things, you got more touch points to drill deeper down and so forth. I did wanted to finish off my Republic of California little thingy that we're doing here today, and I tell you, out of all the things that I read, I went through a bunch of books, and I, you know, tried to get all my facts straight, but as I was going through, let's say, searching through the interweb, I kept noticing that Google wanted me to read a L.A. Times piece. And, you know, L.A. Times and Steve just, we don't get along. They're view of reality or the reality they want me to see is sometimes, well, no, it is a skew. It might have facts. And so I went ahead and I said, okay, Google, I'll bite. Tell me why, Google. Tell me why, California, it's time to dump the Bear Flag from the Bear Flag Revolt. And so I went ahead and I read it. And so let me give you a little bit of this thing. The author, it's an editorial, of course, and the author goes on to say, why did the Bear Flag Revolt occur? And then he points out, because these rogues were also illegal immigrants who feared they might be deported by the Mexican government. They despise native Spanish-speaking Californios, who they called greasers. They refused to become citizens, and that was a move that would have granted them voting rights and land. They took it to the American takeover, or they looked at the American takeover of Texas as an example. Right down this whole thing, they went about telling how bad it was for the Texas people to have taken over Texas and become a nation. They really, there's some things that are true in there, right? That they weren't asked to come to California. You know, that was a push by the Spanish, and when the Spanish lost their grasp on Mexico, that became a territory that, well, they couldn't hold. You know, they were trying to steal that territory from the Native Americans, and they really didn't have the horsepower to do it. The United States, or the Republic of the United States, they had the horsepower. They've been building for a while, and they knew they were going to thwart Mexico. They wanted the land coast to coast. So, I don't know. What'd you think of that, Alan? Is that just more stupid LA Times stuff? Ah, he's gone. What do you think, Doc?
Hello?
Hello.
There he is.
Yeah, I hear some clicking here. One thing that's odd here, you know, that we don't ever hear much about, you know, you watch the movies and everything, and you see, you know, we're out there, we're fighting the Indians, and, you know, you go into an Indian village, you know, there's four or five teepees there. Well, you know, that was another thing that we've been totally lied about, because in this area, I can guarantee you, there was Indians here for a long time, because I can go up and down any creek system anywhere around here and find evidence of where their camps were, where they looked for the rock to make their arrowheads, where, you know, there was a lot of them here. You know, when we cleared out the Indians from this area, we didn't just, you know, wipe out a few hundred people. There was thousands and thousands and thousands of them.
Right. And Alan, one of the things what you're talking about that chunk of history, digging for artifacts from the Native Americans, they just go back so far. You've got pieces of, well, history that are over 10,000 years old. Is that correct?
Well, that's what they say. You know, I mean, I find them, you know, down to levels of, you know, 6 or 7 feet below current ground level. So, yeah, they were here for quite a while.
And they came there and they like the fact that there was a stream. And so when in Texas, you can find all sorts of artifacts from previous cultures. And hey, CFR wants to know if you said Hootersville, Alan. I don't know what that means. Where's Hootersville?
No, it's a Rootersville College. I found there's some large sections of land we're giving out to them here. Herman's University. Hootersville. No, that's more like in Arkansas, back up in that area where I came from. And there actually is. I found a bug tussle, Arkansas, out in the mountains one time.
Oh God, that's crazy. Okay, back to history. Yeah. So I was thinking about working that arrowhead hole. I guess there weren't a lot of arrowheads. You find a lot of scrapers and points for atlatls and things like that, and different genres of stuff. But one of the things that I thought was fascinating, because California doesn't have necessarily that, or maybe they just built on top of all of, you know, history. You've gone down like 10 feet or more, and you find more campsites. Over the years, they just sit there and go to one place and work and make tools and something. And the lay of the land was totally different, right? You know, you have a lot of trees, and it was all plains from what I kind of know. Is that right or wrong? Or
yeah. Even my opa, you know, mentioned that there used to be more planes. And you know, in these areas, you know, I find a lot of buffalo teeth and buffalo bones. You know, you find horse teeth. You know, where they, I guess, you know, they ate horses and buffalo and everything else. And yeah, apparently it was much more of a plains around here than it is now. I'm not sure. I know the live oak came in, and the salt, you know, the cedar came in, the juniper, and covered a lot of the land. But yeah, it's very interesting. You know, and where I'm digging at, people, is not in a burial mound. I have not found anything like that. If I did find something, I wouldn't be digging into it. Would not dig into a burial mound of any kind. I like the history. I like every time I find one of these things, thinking, you know, the last time someone, you know, with two arms and two legs, you know, might have touched this thing, might have been 6,000-7,000 years ago. It's just, I find it very interesting history.
It is. It's very fascinating. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I guess the reason why I was kind of going there, Alan, was when I was leaving California, when I finally got fed up with California and I saw California for what it was during the 2008 Ron Paul thingy-jig, and I was out going around San Francisco and the entire Bay Area telling people, come on, man, let's be free. Let's restore a republic. Let's have a real republic again. And they all said, well, what do I get? And I go, what? What do you mean, what do you get? Well, what's he going to do for me? Why? He'll leave you alone. Oh, I want stuff, right? I'm gay, or I'm this, or I just want this. And it's like, what do we give stuff away for your vote? Well, maybe we do. I think they buy votes up. I think they do all sorts of stuff, and they trick the people with breads and circuses. The Olympics are going on. Yay. No, yay. Screw that. Boring.
It's the greed that's been instilled. It's the greed.
Yeah. They ripped up the part of the West Coast in California, right near the Golden Gate Bridge, and they tore out all the plants that were there in a effort to restore the coastline to where it was naturally, the native coastline. And when they were doing that, they were looking back at the mid-1800s and picking plants that they thought actually existed there, and they ripped them all out, everything out, and put plants. And I'm like going, what do you mean? Who planted that tree? That tree was grown with bird poop, right? You know, you didn't plant that tree. That's a native tree. It migrated. A lot of these trees here in Texas, they migrated. The pecan tree, I'm not sure, was that a natural thing? Or was it the Germans that actually helped moving it? And define natural, I don't know. Is the only way to transport a tree is through a bird droppings? Or, well, I don't know. Alan, you got anything, or we'll go to the phone lines?
Well, I would almost think that that a lot of the, you know, the native pecans were here. Because, like I said, you know, this camp area that have in this creek bottom here on my place is, you know, it's you can kind of tell why they camp there. For one thing, there's a lot of really good flint, you know, these flint nodules up here on the hillside behind it. So it was really good, high quality flint they could make all their tools and arrowheads out of. And also, you know, it's during the winter time, it's almost warm down there during the winter time. That the breeze for some reason is deflected around there, so there's not a lot of wind. There's springs that have never been known to go dry, you know, right there. There are, you know, pecan trees, some mulberry trees, you know, some other things around there that would, you know, give them, you know, some sustenance while they were there. And so, you know, it's hard to know what this place looked like, you know, thousands of years ago. You know, the creeks meander from one place to another, one side of a valley to another side of a valley as floods come through. So it'd be really interesting to know, you know, what the lay of the land was back then, and, you know, how things actually did look.
Totally. 1-800-313-9443. I almost forgot the phone number. That's crazy. Hey, Chris out of Vegas. What's going on, man? I see you there.
Well, good morning, Doc and Glenn and Steve and everybody from the TexNet and the Republic of Texas.
Morning.
Hey.
You know, your conversation relative to California Republic and the Texas Republic and other republics that pre-existed the new corporate U.S. model of states of, there's two really intriguing movies that I think some might find somewhat enlightening and educational. One is The King of California, and I think that was I know that the King of Arizona, which is like named, had Vincent Price. I don't remember for sure who the stars of the King of California were, but they both had to do with pre-existing Corp U.S. or USA Spanish grants of land made patent from ancient history that preeminated under the superior doctrine of preeminence of treaty law. Those laws are the supreme law of the land and the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, I think it is. And so if we don't know our history, and these cases have been well settled, in fact, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, nine statutes at large, 922, which is most of the western half of the United States, is a very intriguing document, and of course, Chisholm okay. versus Georgia.
Stop. Okay, let's do that. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. You say, is that an international treaty? What was that? That was the U.S. thumping the Mexicans, right? What jurisdiction is that?
Well, that was the international jurisdiction where the United States, at war with Mexico, on the end of it, they settled with the plenipotentiaries of Mexico for $13.2-something million in gold bullion at $22 an ounce, or $20 an ounce, back in the 1700s. 1800s.
Okay, let me get this straight, and sorry, I just want to pick your brain. So the United States said, that's mine, so they attacked Mexico and then, you know, got them to submit and then said, now we'll buy it off of you. Is that correct?
Well, there were hostilities back and forth from both sides across the border. You had some flurries down there in Texas, as I recall, at the Alamo, and then later in Houston, Sam Houston, San Jacinto Park, I think it was. And eventually they decided to come to a negotiated settlement. And Mexico agreed to take a fee from America to acquire the lands under a treaty, treaty being the supreme law of the land, treaty law under international law of nations, by Vattel. And so when the potentates of the countries or nations agree amongst themselves to contract and settle disputes for money or other consideration, then that basically supposedly cedes the will of the people to the terms of contract.
Chris, define contract.
Contract is an agreement or consent by two or more parties to abide by the terms of the contract and to honor that contract, although many times it's a con trick versus a contract because maybe all parties aren't divulged or other scurrilous activities.
Yeah, I thought that it might have a little bit of a twist in there. But, yeah, it's all fascinating, contract. Chris. Alan?
This is one of those implied consent to the contract thing because I'm sure, you know, back in those times, you know, the communications were just a little bit slower than they are now. You know, you can't get hold of China in half a millisecond. So, you know, I mean, did everyone know that all this stuff was going on, you know, the people who were here already?
Well, I when I was looking up the Bear Flag Revolt, I remember last year when I first came across, you know, the lack of knowing about the Republic of California, and I had to educate myself. I came to a place where I was told about the people that went through the revolt, but they didn't know that Texas had agreed to join the United States, and they weren't waiting for the United States to come forward because the United States had pushed its citizens, well, Americans or maybe immigrants from the from Europe. They pushed them to the West Coast because they needed them there because they had plans to expand. You know anything more about that time frame? You ever do that, Chris?
Well, I've looked at it a little bit. If you remember the foundation of the country, the people were the ones who set up the government. And of course, the government then set up the concept of citizens or city denizens, more accurately from the Jus Civilis of Rome, Justinian's Code, if you will, the ancient Roman law of the city.
And so we brought that music. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. We've got a little bit of time for callers, but we got Chris on the long line. 1-800-313-9443. Tommy Attaway's next hour.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. I had it on mute. Oh, wow. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show, and I've got Chris out of Vegas on the line. Hey, what else do you got for us, Chris?
Well, there were some antics, of course, with the so-called Donald Trump Conservative Party's adaption of the left-wing aspect of the so-called Conservative Party of Paul Ryan. John McCain, the neocon terrorist of the world and traitor to America, and Kelly Ayotte, which basically he was taking his NIM ISIS and adopting him under his wing and apparently sold out to the Paul Ryan aspect of the Republican Party.
Those are a lot of funny words there, Chris, and that's today's crazy people. They are a bunch of silly folks, aren't they?
Well, demon crazies, the Republicans. I'll let you guys carry on, but thank you for letting me chime in this morning.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime.
Bye.
Bye. What do you think there, Alan?
I got a feeling that the same thing that's going on now was going on back then, that the will of the people really didn't have a whole lot to do with it. It was the will of a few well-heeled people that had saw, you know, dollar signs in her eyes and their own personal gain, and that's why a lot of these things were done. I doubt that, you know, like I said, communications were a whole lot slower back then. I doubt that a whole lot of people, you know, knew what was really going on. You know, that's why I say once it gets out of your, you know, your local area, your county, basically, you lose all control, really, of what's going on in your supposed life, you know, that's created for you.
Hey, Doc, on your show this last week on Wednesday, you said something that was pretty profound. You said that, well, in your current world, you know, you're a doctor, and you made the, well, the statement, well, the truism that you are a doctor, right? And a lot of people called your profession the alternate health care, when it was traditional health care. Everything that a natural doctor practices has been practiced for thousands and thousands of years. It's healing the body through, well, nutrition and sound judgment, not what they call basic health care is allopathic. We call it allopathic. The same can be said for broadcasting, because, you know, again, we're called the alternate media, but maybe we are the media, and the corporate media, well, they have their agenda and they're owned by a single person. They have their talking points, but we are the media because, well, it's just you and me and Alan and, well, of course, Sam and RBN, but we're all here together. What do you think? Did I get you right?
Yeah, I think you got to remember, this is the way communication started. Simple, truthful, and discussed among friends and neighbors. The modern day, whether it's doctors on the MD side or the broadcasting, when you're doing things that have an agenda instead of just putting out news and discussing it, you need an extremely large marketing group to sell what you're trying to push down people's throats. And so whether it's pharmaceutical medicine or the liberal media of today, they have to tell you that the other guys are the alternative. They're the outcast. We're the real ones. But the truth is, whether it's a doctor or communication, we are the originals.
We'll be right back, hour two, with Tommy Attaway, Republic of Texas Radio.
Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.